This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Monday, October 5th. Well, cattle markets last week were mixed. We had live cattle up 60 cents on the front month. Feeders were down 42 cents. It's interesting price action. We came in on Monday under some weakness on a bearish cattle and feed report, but the day ended higher with the reversal up. So an impressive reaction to that. And then on Tuesday, we gapped higher. We had some follow through, but not a lot. On live cattle, the deferreds managed to test the highs from mid-August, and then market just kind of ran out of gas. We were weak on Thursday, and then we gapped lower on Friday. So we had a situation where you could look at that and say it's a three-day island top, and in a market that was really struggling to maintain upward momentum. So we'll see what kind of action we get today, but the market clearly is struggling here to continue that upward trend. In the feeder cattle, we had a similar price action there too, but the top end, we're not near close to testing August highs. We had just a minor swing high in mid-September. The market managed to get back up to that on Tuesday, and then there too we backed off. So we seem to be settling into a fairly narrow trading range in the feeder cattle. Cash trade last week was firm. We had the Fed trade up 3 at 107, dressed up 4 at 168. Box beef was quiet on Friday. We were down 10 cents on the choice at 219. Select was down 1 cent at 208. The spread was down 9 cents at 1127. Movement 121 loads. For the week, we had the choice up $2 on the week, and select was unchanged. Slaughter rates for the week, 595,000 head were harvested. That is 1,000 more than the previous week, and it's 15,000 more than a year ago. So it's interesting that because of the poor placements in March, April, May, that we're in this marketing hole, and yet over the last several weeks, we've been seeing slaughter rates higher than a year ago. My guess is that this is just all those cattle that were backed up when the packing plants had to shut down. We're still working our way through those numbers, and the heavy weights would explain that as well. Weights are heavier than a year ago, slaughter rates are heavier than a year ago, and yet we're in a marketing hole because of tight placements. Well, where are those cattle coming from? So we're working our way through those numbers. Beef production, of course, has maintained higher than a year ago. So I think one would think we'd be getting through those numbers pretty quickly, but there was a massive disruption in the packing plant. So who knows how long that'll take. But the upshot is, as you get into late October and certainly into November, you're out of that marketing hole from the low placements. And then you have that surge in placements, May, June, July. So we're going to be getting into those numbers. And if you haven't worked your way through the backed up numbers from March and April, then you got a problem on your hands. I think you have a problem on your hands even without those backed up numbers. You're going to have a significant increase in market ready cattle. Likely they will be at heavier weights than normal because they have a bigger frame on them. And you're going to be looking at a significant increase in beef production. And that's without still working through bottlenecked cattle from months ago. So the question is, can demand absorb it? I don't know. Restaurants are not opening up that fast. Schools seem to be shutting down instead of staying open. So there's, I think, significant issues on the horizon that could be creating some pretty big headwinds in this market. So market's holding together pretty well. Cash trade obviously is supportive. And it's hard to envision the futures market really dropping much if the cash market continues to be strong. So that's kind of the take on the live cattle portion of it. Feeder cattle too, the feeder cattle index is up another 58 cents. We're sitting at 142.96. The front month October is sitting at 140.65. So you got a $2 premium on the cash over the futures. So that's going to obviously support the front months there too. So as long as the cash holds, I think the futures will hold. But once we start to see that roll over, I don't think it'll take long for the futures to respond. So we're still bracing for another leg down as we get into the winter months, which I acknowledge is contra-seasonal. Usually you get some firmness, especially headed into the holidays. But I think we just have a different set of fundamentals this year. Everything has been disrupted. and it's been skewed, and it's difficult to get your arms around, you know, the massive disruption to the marketplace, whether it's the backed up cattle from months ago, whether it's the disruptions in the placement patterns and moving all these animals into the feedlots now instead of July and August. Just again, great deal of disruption to this marketplace, and I think, you know, they're going to create strong trends either up or down, and I think we're nearing the end of an uptrend that had us moving higher contra-seasonally into the summer, and so I think we're going to move lower contra-seasonally into the winter. If you have any questions or comments, you can call me at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.